George Birdsong, the leader of the American peanut industry's five-year, $6 million peanut genomics initiative and CEO of Birdsong Peanuts, announced at the American Peanut Council meeting last week that with the publication of the fifth year and the final PGI report, the Peanut Foundation declares the project complete and completed successfully on time and within budget. Birdsong expressed appreciation for the support from everyone in the industry. The foundation will continue to support research and seed breeding as the next step in utilizing the new breeder's toolbox. The goal of the project was to identify all the genes in the peanut. He said that was very difficult. It was a major task because the total genetic information in the peanut is almost as large as the human genome. But he said, we have now accomplished that, and we've done it within the $6 million five-year project. Birdsong emphasized that it has given this industry a map for which we can unlock some of the genetic potential of the peanut plant. He mentioned also some of the items that have already been adopted, such as improved processing traits, greater yields, improved nutrition, improved safety, better flavor, and virtually anything genetically can be controlled in the peanut plant. He said already we've got howl leg peanut chemistry, resistance to early and late leaf spot, root knot nematodes have been controlled, and tomato spotted wilt virus. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.